It's Tuesday afternoon. We want to welcome you to the living room. Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and myself. I'm Brother Clint. I'm Brother Freedom's assistant. And I really enjoy Tuesdays because it seems as though there's a wonderful freedom at that time. And God touches Brother Freedom. And I believe the Lord's giving him a message. And we just thank the Lord for it. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We're here in anticipation of your wonderful grace, your goodness, your power, your love. Oh, your anointing, your deliverance, your salvation. Thank you for your mighty power. We give you praise. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the anointing on Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I thank you for this day. Help me to wait totally upon you this day. Father, you have to fill in all the little things because I trust on you all together. And Father, give me words of being able to understand, clarity, pronunciation be as such as everyone recognizes exactly what it is, what I've said. And Father, I just pray that you, most of all, that you anoint it. It's because it's your word. It's your part. This is what man says it's impossible to do. But Father, with you, all things are possible. I relax in you right now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I pray that you fill me right now. For I say to my people, I say, my people grow in everything they do. My people are so, they've grown from the time they came in the 1800s, 1700s. Look how this nation has grown. I've prospered their works. Their vineyards have grown, their orchards have grown, their herds grew, their factories grew, their products grew, and I gave them great success. But they never acknowledged me, that I was the one that had given them this in the first, that's what started in the beginning. But I say, by time went on, they got less and less in me and more in themselves. I say the medical, it's so, they've grown to the depths, it's unbelievable. I say the medical can make people alive when they should be dead. I say they have that knowledge, and they do great things. Look at the aviation, look at all the travel throughout the world. I say it's, they've grown in that knowledge. That technology has grown, their universities have grown, all the schools have grown. But they've forgotten my word in their school. They've been on their own for quite a while. And I say, they're still growing. But I say there's growing pains coming in now, and they're having trouble. But I say, they grew in the things of this world, but they grew not in me, says the Spirit of God. I say, they even lessened. I say, instead of growing spiritually, they've lessened. I say they're not where they were even 10 years ago, 5 years ago. I say it gets less and less every day. I say they depart from the course. Instead of coming to me, they're getting farther, and they have all the answers. They have all the debates. They have all the coming together that they speak as a force of hope, the one and all come together. But I say my spirit's not in it. They're in themselves. But they've forgotten to grow in my spirit. And I say, in all areas, they should have grown. Because I give them the freedom to grow in the natural. And that freedom in the natural, they took that to heart spiritually. And they became the masters of their own divinities, their places of worship. They came the heads of state. They came the authorities. They can tear a Bible back down and restructure it, and they know more than the one that had created, which is I have done that. But I say, man has even playing with my words. They deny it's even the word for me. They say it has no interpretation someplace. But they've forgotten my Holy Ghost was the interpreter in all areas. He was the one that brought my word into existence in the first place. He moved upon the men of old. By the Spirit. He moved not by the works of man, but he worked by my Spirit, saith the Lord. For I've called my people to come up higher Yes, they came up higher in knowledge and success. They come higher. I say in their homes. I say it hasn't been too many years ago that people lived in this nation with two-room houses. And now it's mansions. Even the lowliest people are indebted with all their what they're making to pay for their home. And their vehicle they drive is so elaborate it costs more than their home does. Many things are just not in the balance. And I say my land, this land of plenty, is going to find out very shortly. They're going to see what a fall is going to be because they maneuvered themselves into a hard corner. You know what that is, getting into the corner where you have no way out? I say they're in the corner right now. And that corner of success is falling against them. They're finding their factories have moved out. They found out that all their exports is no longer exports. And everything is import. And I say this, said the Spirit of God, a nation cannot survive on just imports. They have to export to have funds to strive, to maneuver. But I say this nation is very, very out of order. They're very as little children. They've forgotten how to do business. Because did not my word include that my people must give a tenth to themselves to me? They owe me that tithe. It's mine. And they've robbed me of my tithe. They've robbed me of what they must give me. And I say the tithe is the least they should do. But I say there's none, nowhere. I say people are thinking of their own selfish needs. They're thinking about great lavish trips that's going to come to pass. Oh, their minds are upon that trip. Even spiritually, the spiritual leaders have gone out having great boat trips and plane trips and all these functions that causes man to exceed in himself. But I say my spirit is left out. My spirit is not where my church is. They literally excused him. Out of those ones was pulling my, had worked my spirit and gifting of some 100 years ago. It's no longer there. And they say they don't need it. Their buddies next to them said, no, they don't need it. And even those that are real spiritual, they say they got the answer for the word. I say it takes my Holy Spirit to give the answers. It takes my spirit to set men free. I'd say my spirit cannot touch because they won't allow it. They do not know that it ties the hands of the Lord God who have formed them, the one that created them, the one that had brought them in existence. It's tied those hands if they're going to have serious calamities coming. I say they're going to have floods. Terrible things is going to happen. Because the catastrophes in the natural, they've never paid their tithes. Let alone the spiritual engagement they should be at. They should be on their knees praying and seeking me. But they've been absent there too. They're too busy in their business. They're too busy in their churches. They're too business. The churches got too busy in themselves that they forgot me also. Many of them are about having the most beautiful stained glasses. The cathedral of nothing. But all these things perish. All things pass away. Only those things that are on the solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, will stand. Oh, foolish, foolish man. Oh, foolish man. You have played the part of a fool. And now you're going to reap from it, says the Spirit of God. You've went the way of the wayfarer in one place that you were supposed to come out of these areas and be separate. You have not become separate. You become more indulgent in what you come from. You sought the way of the world. And now you're living in the way of the world. But you try to cover it up. You have a form of godliness, but you deny my power. Does not my word say from such turn away from? I have to turn away from you. So, people, you're going to be on your own. My people that said they love me. Don't get upset with this man. And I've had here tonight saying this because it's mine speaking to you. Is not my spirit able? You think it's not, and you're not, you don't know, I understand my spirit. I am able. And work just like the men of old. My spirit moved as I moved upon them. But you're lax. Your minds have become warped. Your minds have become blinded. And you really don't face reality in a square balance. Your balance is way over to the world of the world. You don't see squarely by the Spirit of God. You're absent in so many areas that you need. Get your everything that you're part of in this world, you've grown. I mean every area, you've grown in education, you've grown in every department. You've grown in knowledge. You've grown to all the areas of the world, and the depth of the world. But you have forgotten your God. You've forgotten the one that made you, the one that created you. I breathe this word. You read my word, but you didn't realize it. You was reading about yourself. You was not worried about that because you're so selfish within yourself. You can't even fathom. You're blinded by the cares, the darkness that surrounds you. And the darkness is going to consume you very shortly unless you wake up. But I say it's pretty late. But I say there is time for some if you reach out. But I say my coming is soon. I work by my spirit. I don't work in this realm that you work in. But if you'll, the man will deny himself and pray and seek my face and come before me, I will forgive him. Even all you've done, I'll forgive you and I'll bless you. But I say the time's getting short. When time's going to be no more. As it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be such the day that is coming. Only eight were saved. And I say, it's getting pretty thin around now, saith the Spirit of God. My churches are so wound up in themselves. They're so wound up in doctrines, in debates, in judgment, thinking they're right and their brother is wrong. Now all those kind of things that have contentions of wrong feelings. And all this does is bring wrath amongst the people. Come out from among this. But my people are working right in. They just gloat in it. They think it's fine. But I say, my coming is soon. I say, I'm going to quit speaking, says the Spirit of God. But I say, you need to wake up. America, you need to wake up. The world, you need to wake up because I'm coming soon. You need to search this way. People don't want to hear what's being said here. But I say, my word, my spirit, is working here to this day. And I say, for I have called those who seek me. I come against those that are proud look with selfish intentions. I say that has to be given at the time when you come to me. All those, you've got to give them things over and become a new creation. Because I say, the weights of the enemy is too heavy upon you, my beloved. I say, you were once my beloved. But I say, weights of darkness have you bound. It'll bring you down to a place you can never find that way out. And I say, that way is coming soon. Father, I pray that you'll bless this word. Bless this word tonight. Please touch the hearts of people. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. That's all I can say. That was from heaven.